This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome to another edition of Better Living, a show about people or organizations having a big impact here in North Texas. I'm your host, Chris Arnold of 105 Through the Fan, and joining us today is Mr. Austin Edgar of Soles for Smiles, providing brand new shoes for underprivileged kids for school and for sports. Austin, how you doing, man?
Good, sir. How are you?
Great, great, great. I'm glad to have you on board because we like to talk about people making a difference, and sometimes it's small nonprofits to get the ball running. The ball rolling, so to speak, and filling the breaches on things that you never really even think about. But guess what? It actually can change some lives. My question for you right off the bat is, tell us all about Soles for Smiles and about the shoes. What do you guys do exactly?
Yeah, so we do a couple of things. It all started last year when we decided to help some kids in Mesquite get some shoes ready for school and athletics and things like that. When I was a kid, I always enjoyed going school shopping for shoes every year before school started. And I realized that not every kid has that opportunity. So we wanted to, you know, do what we could in a short amount of time last year to help as many kids as we could. And it got a lot bigger this year, where this year we're able to help three times the kids. We're able to donate shoes to the schools. So that way, if there's any kids that come to the counselors now, they can get a new pair of the shoes that we donated to the counselors. That way they can have access to all that, just because it makes a big deal when it comes to confidence and those sort of things for high school, middle school age kids, especially.
It really does. And again, this is the time of the year. School just started last week all over North Texas, and I can't even tell you, I was at the first day of school over at Adele Turner Middle School. And the kids were all dressed up real nice, you know, had their uniforms on and the shoes, and the girls had the hair all braided, and, you know, all of them were kind of nervous, but they were happy and they're excited to see some of their friends to get back to school again. And I just know how important that is, again, because kids, you know, they want to fit in. I think that's what the majority of kids coming off of summertime is like. I just want to fit in. And they're self-conscious because, you know, kids like to tease each other. So I think your idea is a big hit. First of all, was it your idea? And then what made you think that, let's see if I can start a nonprofit and do it that way? What was the impetus for it? I understand the reason why, but tell us how you just kind of like thought about it and all of a sudden decided to take action. Because a lot of people have ideas and they don't even know how to start a nonprofit.
Yeah. So originally, you know, what I didn't like that got changed recently was that now I was big about kids being able to eat school lunches.
Yeah.
I didn't think, you know, a kid should never have, in my opinion, you know, shouldn't have to pay to have lunch at school.
Exactly.
When they're asked to be at school. So that was changed, which is great. In Mesquite ISD now, all meals, I believe, for all kids are completely free. There's not a requirement to pay for food. And so once I realized that was taken care of, something else that I thought that was important just to kids in general was shoes. And, you know, in Mesquite, it is you know, there it is a lower income area in some parts, right? Not everybody has access to a couple extra $100 to buy shoes.
Are you trying to say everybody didn't have J's on their feet?
That is true. I don't even myself, but
me either.
But you know,
but it's important.
You know, but it is important. It, you know, especially for kids, their shoes can, you know, help express, you know, different things about them, whether it's their personality, you know what I mean? You can see a lot from a kid with the shoes that they wear. And I want kids to be able to express themselves how they want to without money being a factor. So, me and my friends got together and, went online and we set up the nonprofit. I didn't really know how any of it worked at first, but we figured it out along the way. We got our 501c3 done.
Nice.
You know, that took a couple of months, and it was a bit of a process, but there were definitely, you know, people that helped us along the way as far as making sure we had, you know, the funds to do these little events here and there all the way up through this year. You know, we've actually had a lot of people reach out willing to donate time, money, anything that we can really need to make sure that we can help as many kids as possible.
What I love is the fact that you're using not just brand new shoes, you're using gently used shoes as well. Sports shoes that, you know, sometimes kids outgrow, or a lot of kids, they don't even, you know, they take care of them so well. You know, believe it or not, you know, sports shoes especially, people like prize them. So it's not even about are they new or not. It's are they comfortable? Do they look good? And do they put a smile on kids' faces, right?
Exactly. And that's something new that we did this year, where I'm hoping to set up, I would like to ideally set up a spot, you know, not just in Mesquite. We want to reach out further than Mesquite. Obviously we started in Mesquite. That's where we all went to high school with my buddies. But we would like to start setting up areas where people can drop off gently used shoes.
Sure.
Because it allows us to help more kids. Do we like helping kids, you know, get new shoes, get whatever kind of shoes they want? Yes, we love helping and being able to do that. Obviously there's, you know, that costs money, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, having people donate the gently used shoes and cleats and things like that for kids is also something that is able to help us out by making sure in the meantime they have what they need, because at the end of the day, every kid needs shoes, right? There, and just because you don't have a few extra bucks, that doesn't mean you shouldn't be able to play football. It doesn't mean you shouldn't be able to play basketball, baseball, whatever the case may be. So we want to make sure every kid has access to everything that they need by any means possible.
So when you first started this thing, again, like I said, we love the story of how, you know, different groups get started, and there's always challenges. And I always say, those who start nonprofits and small businesses, you have the greatest courage in the world, because you're putting your money where your mouth is. You see what I'm saying? And so to take on this task, it's not easy for everybody. Some people just have the idea and they don't do anything about it. They just say, you know what? I thought that would have been a good idea, but you know, I couldn't get it together. I didn't have the time to really think it through. So when you were starting with this idea, were you realizing, okay, who do I need to talk to about getting shoes? Tell us some of the thought processes you have, because again, you know, what you're doing is absolutely impressive and amazing, and it's actually making a big difference in different neighborhoods.
Yeah. So, you know, really the only hesitation I ever had was, you know, or again, I guess many people have this, is you got to just kind of jump into it, because in my opinion, if you don't just jump into it and figure it out, you're never really going to try it.
Exactly.
So it was the same thing when I stopped working a 9-to-5 job and we wanted to start our own business. You have to jump into it. And you know, I have the attitude where you just have to make it work, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and aside from that, you know, just going to Mesquite schools, my mom's a teacher in Mesquite. And,
okay.
You know, I have friends that are teachers.
Educators.
Across Mesquite as well.
Yes.
And you just hear all these stories, right, where, you know, of just terrible things that kids go through. And, you know, I was fortunate enough to never have to experience that. But you know, I don't feel like any kid should have to go through that. Right. It's not, you know, it's not anything that they did wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, if there's kids out there that go without eating dinner 3 or 4 nights a week, I can make a sacrifice here and there to make sure I can do what I can do to help them out any way I can. So the way I look at it is any sacrifice I make is not comparable to some of the things that they go through on a daily basis. So that's kind of what gets me going to do it.
What kind of groups or people started donating shoes to you?
It's been the Mesquite community. I get a lot of just different. I've gotten a lot of businesses throughout Mesquite involved.
Do they have the shoes themselves, or do they donate some like treasure?
Most of it right now, it's donating money and time.
Right.
Just different businesses. I don't know if you guys want me to say who it is or what it is, but they come through. So like, for example, we had our shoe drive last weekend, August 10th.
Hold on. I love this part. See, this is what everybody wants to know. Like, so you decided to have a shoe drive and you decided to do it on a regular basis. So talk about the shoe drive, that idea, and how you were able to raise some funds and shoes that way.
Yeah. So, again, back to school shoe shopping was always my favorite. So I thought, you know, every year, how cool would it be if we had an event where I invite out a bunch of kids and we take them to go get shoes for school.
Mm-hmm.
So what we do is, throughout the year, we take in applications through the website, through email, and then we have, teachers and counselors that reach out with kids that they know need help, which is, awesome to be able to help them
yes.
as well. And we invite them out this year, last year, and we continue to work. I hope we're going to continue to work with Foot Locker at Town East Mall.
Mm-hmm.
They opened up early for us this year. We invited roughly 60 kids out.
Nice.
We let them go in there, and I tell them when they get there, you pick out whatever pair of shoes, right?
Mm-hmm.
Don't worry about the cost. Just get whatever you want, because that's just the coolest experience to me. And some of these kids never have that experience. So I want them to go in there. I don't care if the shoes you like are $50 or $250. I'll worry about that. You just get what's going to make you happy, what's going to make you feel confident about yourself. And and we did that last Saturday.
Yeah, on the 10th.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, the guys at Foot Locker are super, super helpful. You know, they made sure that they had all their staff there and were ready, willing, and ready to help us out. And, you know, it's about an hour long event. We get everybody their shoes. We get a nice group picture. And then they head on about their day and started school this week.
Where is the website? Where can people see some of this stuff? Because sometimes the website sets the whole tone for the entire process of people getting involved.
Yeah, so the website is Soles, SOLES, the number 4, smiles.org. We also post a lot on Facebook. It's the same username.
Good.
It's just Facebook.
And then we have multiple platforms. Yeah.
Yeah. So, we do tons of events, too. I went and spoke with the guys at the Mesquite Golf Club this week, and they're going to allow us to have a Halloween golf tournament. So we're doing all sorts of things this year to raise more money, because, you know, we helped 60 kids this year. Next year, I want it to be 200. You know what
sure.
I mean? I want to continue to grow and help as many kids in the DFW as we can. I'd like to even branch it out from Mesquite, you know, move to Garland, move to Dallas, all these other places so that kids need help.
Can you talk about some of the reactions of the kids? You mentioned them at the store and like even last year when you first started doing this, when you said, hey, we want to take you guys to get some shoes, or when you present some of the kids with the shoes, can you talk about some of the reactions you've seen? And, you know, because people love to hear stories like that.
Yeah, I mean, the reactions are always, it's always smiles and thank yous. And you know, it's always cool to be able to see the kids have a smile on their face when they leave, because, you know, that's what it's all about at the end of the day, you know, is making the kids happy, making them making them feel more confident and things like that. But the kids are always super gracious for it. And, you know, and that makes it a good feeling for me, because it's the least that I could do to try to help them out. And if it's going to make their day better, their year better, their school year better, I love to do it, because you never know. Again, it could go to affecting their confidence. It could help them in sports. It could help them bring their grades up. It's everything can be affected by something as simple as a new pair of shoes. Making friends, fitting in, all those sorts of things that, it shouldn't matter, you know, what shoes you wear to fit in or make friends. But sometimes, you know, that's what people bond on, and that's where friendships are made. So if that's what I got to do, and, you know, and it makes these kids happy as can be, that's what we're going to do.
I understand that you work with homeless shelters, youth organizations, refugee programs, other community groups to identify individuals and families facing financial hardships and providing them with, like you said, athletic shoes or some kind of shoes that they can wear when they go to school or when they want to do some kind of extracurricular activities. Can you talk about how you were able to reach out? I mean, did you start at some community centers or did you go to schools like in particular? Because you mentioned, you know, your mom was a teacher and educator and different educators that you knew. And just tell us about the growth process, because that's impressive.
Yeah. So where I really went first when I started getting the idea is I obviously was involved in Mesquite ISD, and I went to the admin building and I met a few people there, and they took me to a couple places and showed me a few things around the Mesquite Academy, I think is what it's called. Mm-hmm. But I didn't have any idea. And I don't know if you know this as well, but Mesquite has a large homeless population for kids that are high school age,
really?
Middle school age. Yeah, they're couch surfing. Mm. You know, they don't have a place that they call home.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, seeing things like that, where I went to Mesquite schools, you know, essentially my whole life, with the exception of a few years, I didn't even know it existed. None of my friends that are willing to help knew that existed. So, you know, or knew that that was even a problem, right? Mm-hmm. Like who thinks that homelessness is a problem amongst high school children?
Exactly.
It's just not something you want to think about.
Yeah, you think it's older people or people, you know, in their 30s, 40s, or 50s.
Yeah, and it's partially on me, right? Like I never exposed myself to that, so I didn't know it existed. But once I heard that that was an issue, like we want to help that issue as well. So I'm actually, you know, I want to continue to work with them on things as well, because, you know, these kids, when they graduate high school, I want to make sure that, you know, that we could do things where they are prepared to, you know, go to interviews to get jobs that make careers, you know.
Mm-hmm.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
I was speaking with them this week about possibly even something as simple as setting up like a family style Thanksgiving dinner before they go back out of school. Just things like that can make a difference, you know, and give them a more positive outlook and let them know that people are on their side and want to see them succeed. You know, because I want them to understand that just because of your current situation doesn't mean you can't improve your situation. Sometimes it just takes a push.
Yeah. So let me repeat, everybody who's just now joining us. We're talking with Austin Egger of Souls for Smiles, nonprofit that's providing shoes to underprivileged kids for schools and sports activities. And I think it's just a great idea. And again, it's so organic. And you started this just last year in Mesquite, and you're already making differences. Can you talk about like how hard it was or how easy it was, or surprisingly easy, to get different organizations to join in with you? In other words, you mentioned Foot Locker at Town East Mall, and that was a great partnership right there, and hopefully it'll last for a while. But can you talk about some of the other situations that you had to endure? Because again, you just, sometimes people have to go through some things to get the right things done.
Yeah, you know, at first, the first year, right, like I said, we started kind of closer to the school year, mm-hmm. and I'm grateful to have people that are family and friends of mine that were willing to step up for the first, you know, year and make it happen. But I'll tell you, man, every time I drive to Mesquite probably 2 times a week at this point to talk to different companies and different people who are in Mesquite who I'd like to see make an impact. And every time I let them know what they're doing, what we're doing as far as helping the kids, it's always a willingness to help from almost everybody that I speak to a certain extent. Whatever extent they can help with that they can help is what we, you know, we'll take, right? I don't care if somebody donates $50, $100, $1,000, whatever the case is, it all goes to the kids and it all makes a difference. But, you know, it is hard, right? Cause you know, not everybody, you know, the finding the money is the hardest part.
Right.
You know what I mean? And the shoes aren't cheap. You know, I donate as much as I possibly can. I got friends that donate as much as they possibly can because we want to help as many kids as possible. But, you know, that's really where the struggle was for the first year. You know, and again, Foot Locker helps us out by being open. You know, we even had things last year where we did a charity poker tournament at Shuffle 214 in Garland. Okay. They provided the employees and food, and they covered the cost of it all for us to host a poker tournament. And, you know, they didn't know me from anybody different, right? I just went in there and I talked to them, explained what we do, and they're like, we would love to be a part of this. You know, so and it's been about me, and with me making more connections across Mesquite, it's become a lot easier as well. Shout out to Colby at Tolbert Garage Doors, because I met him 2 weeks ago. I walked in his office and met him, and once I told him what we did, he was so happy to help. And he's another fellow Poteet graduate, so it's cool to get the Poteet people involved too, where I went to school. So, you know, it's just people like that that, you know, didn't know about it, that know about it now, and, you know, they're more than willing to help the kids. So that's what's going to help us continue to grow.
You mentioned the Halloween event that's going to come up. Is there anything between now and then that's coming up, other than you're reaching out to more kids to provide them with some shoes? Can you talk about what may be coming up in September for you guys?
Nothing so far in September is scheduled. Mm-hmm. I try to space it out just a little bit, because I know everybody, you know, all my friends and family, they love to donate. They love to help out with this. I like to make sure that we also keep it within reason, right?
You don't want to burn anybody out. I got you.
I don't want to, I call my mom, be like, hey, I need a couple $100 more donated, this, mm-hmm. that, and the other. I don't want my mom to donate money every 3 months or whatever the case may be. But, you know, I also like to have a little bit of time in between events. That way I can get people excited about it. The Mesquite Golf Tournament, I think, is going to be a great idea. I like the fact that the Mesquite Golf Club was letting us host it there. They're super nice about that as well. Mm-hmm. So we're going to try to get about 80 to 90 people out there to come play. You know, I thought being on Halloween morning, that would be kind of fun as well.
But I'll
tell you this too, and then something that's slightly different is, I know when people donate to charities, they wonder like, well, how much of this is actually going to the charity?
Right. They do. They wonder.
We 100% of the money that we take in goes back to helping the kids, mm-hmm. right? So it's not like we have people getting paid to come do different things, whether it's work the events. Everybody that does it, including myself, is 100% on a volunteer basis. So anybody that donates money can be assured that every dime is going to go to helping the kids, whether it's to the school, the annual school shoe drive that we do, or whether it's to making sure that the kids at the schools have shoes at the schools that they can have access to. Whatever the case may be, it all goes to shoes and helping the kids, and that's what I'm most proud about. Because, you know, when people are going to give me their hard-earned money to help somebody else, I don't want half of it going to something it shouldn't be going to. We put 100% of it towards the full cause.
I love it. I love it. And let's circle back around to the gently used shoe idea, because I think that's also brilliant. Because as you mentioned before, sometimes people just throw away perfectly good shoes, or they just stay in a closet somewhere and they just pile up because, okay, you're tired of them or the latest ones come out. Can you talk again how some people can donate those gently used shoes to you guys, or how you guys might be able to start setting that thing up?
Yeah. So, you know, and I'm guilty of that myself too, right? You know, you get in a habit of where, you know, you just continually get shoes here and there. And next thing you know, you have 20, 30 pairs sitting in your closet. There's shoes I haven't worn since 2016 in there.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, the idea to behind getting the gently used shoes, you know, is something that I could think we could make a huge difference with. I'm going to figure out a place locally where we can continue to drop them off, sort of like they do with the Toys for Tots, right? Ideally, I would like to find some places where they would let me set up some bins where we can collect the shoes. And then, you know, I don't mind if I got to drive to somebody to pick them up either. I'm willing to do whatever it takes to make sure that the shoes that are being donated get picked up. So if somebody calls me and says, Austin, I need you to drive to Fort Worth, I'll drive to Fort Worth if somebody's going to be donating some shoes, anything that helps.
You mentioned earlier about, you know, some of the homeless teenagers, high school kids in Mesquite. Can you talk about some of the age ranges? Because I know that when school started up, like you mentioned just last week, you had a nice little event in the turnout. Were the kids as young as kindergarten age as well?
So not as far as the homeless population that I know. So the kids that we helped last week, they range from pre-K to high school.
Mm-hmm.
Where I'm looking to get to be able to help more is it within that homeless population, which from my understanding is more along the high school range, middle school to high school.
But the shoes you've donated, like when you took the kids to Foot Locker, what ages were they?
Oh, they range from 4 to 18.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So the only thing I ask is when they apply, you know, whenever they reach out for assistance with the shoes, it's just like, hey, you know, we just ask that you verify if you can verify that you're enrolled in school, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what grade you're going to. I don't try to get into anybody else's personal information. I just like to make sure that we're helping the right people. So everybody and anybody from pre-K all the way up to seniors in high school, we help out. So that's who we the age range for the shoe drive that we do every year.
And you say you'd like to grow it and actually have an even greater impact. But as you know, it takes a little time. What is it? It takes time, talent, and treasure. And you're getting the treasure part. But I know the talent is there because you guys know exactly how to get a hold of the shoes, or you know exactly who to talk to. But it's still a process, right? And it's something that, again, it's not like you've quit your day job just to do this, but I think it's a very important thing that you're doing. Can you talk about the time that you spend at it? Because, again, you're making a difference, man. And that's why it's not even like a job to you. It's like a calling. Austin?
Can you hear me? I apologize.
No worries. Go ahead.
My thing is my business is really busy for about 2 months out of the year. Right?
Okay.
So, in between now and then, you know, I feel like I don't mind working 3 days, 3 full days a week at this to make sure the kids are taken care of.
It's from your heart.
Right now I'm probably sitting. Yeah, exactly. And when it's something you're passionate about doing, you don't mind. I don't even count the hours, to be quite honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because if somebody tells me, hey, we can do this to do better, or we can do this to raise more money, or, hey, go introduce yourself to these people. They may be willing to help. You know, whether it's daytime, nighttime, weekday, whatever the case may be, or the weekend, I'm willing to do it. Obviously, you know, I have kids myself where we like to, I put my kids first with just about everything. Right. So mm-hmm. As long as my kids don't have something, whether it's an event of theirs and I can have an opportunity to help somebody else's kids or help other kids make a difference, then I'm about it. I you can ask all my buddies. I put that above work right now for most parts of the year.
You know, you mentioned the smiles, and it's again about the smiles. It's soulsforsmiles.org. Have you had some tears? Whether it's the mama's crying, or some kids like so happy, the tear forms up in their eye?
You know, not a whole lot of tears, but lots of hugs, man, from the
there
kids.
You go.
Know,
the kids, the hugs.
The kids are super appreciative. They, you know, and they always, and every single kid always, when they come by, they're like, hey, thank you so much. And, you know, it's just so much. There's a lot of happiness going on. You know, behind the scenes, I don't know what goes on, obviously, after they leave. But I do know I get tons of thank yous, tons of smiling faces, tons of hugs. And then, even the better part, right? The parents will reach out afterwards, be like, hey, thank you so much. This mm-hmm. makes a huge difference. Because, you know, when people, you know, it costs a lot of money to live right now. You know, not
really
everybody
does.
Has the additional income, right? Mm-hmm. So. You know,
so the little things,
you know, that, just, yeah. the, just the thank yous from them as well. And I like it too, because, you know, my daughter's 6 years old now. We get her involved. She comes helps me raise money at events.
There you go.
We went to Boot Barn this year in Mesquite off Town Easton 635. Mm-hmm. The general manager was nice enough to let us set up a booth out there for the week of 4th of July. My daughter worked with me out there for, 25 hours that week in the heat, helping raise money for the kids. And the whole time she was excited because she knew that she was helping somebody else, that this yeah. was going to benefit some kids. So she also attends the events with me as well. She's always so excited to help. And, you know, if I can get a, 20 people that are just as excited as her to help, then we'll be in a good place.
Exactly. We're talking with Austin Egger of Souls for Smiles. Their mission is simple. Put a smile on the face of every person by providing them with a quality pair of athletic shoes or shoes, believing that access to proper footwear is a basic human need and can make a real difference in someone's quality of life, health, and ability to participate in physical activity and focus in school. You mentioned the educators earlier. You were saying that some teachers, they know because the teachers care about their kids. They don't teach because of the money. They teach because they care and they like to make a difference. So they can tell if some kids really don't have some things. And
yeah,
can you talk about how some educators are really appreciative of what you guys do as well?
Yeah, I think they're doing their part by just even trying to get the kids help, right?
Yeah.
Being a teacher, you know, the people who are doing a great job at it, right? They do more than just show up every day. They're the ones that care for the kids mm-hmm. and make sure the kids have what they need. There's teachers that go above and beyond what the call of duty is, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, really they're a big part of it, because if they don't know, if they don't notice, you know what I mean? Who will notice?
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, obviously the parents have an idea that there's it, you know what I mean? Like the parents know.
Yeah.
Right.
But there's nothing much they could do about it. Otherwise they
exactly,
would have.
Right. They're out there working, sometimes picking up 2-3 jobs, you mm-hmm. know what I mean? Doing everything that they can, but they still know they're trying to solve the problem. But when the teachers step in and they're able to, you know, notice that people need help, you know, can it be an awkward conversation at times? Yeah, but it's more about getting the kids help. Who cares if it's an awkward conversation? Let's make sure that the kids have what they need to succeed. And that's what the teachers are there for. I feel like we work with a couple of different schools and teachers. Everybody that I've met in Mesquite ISD is so willing to help the kids. It's crazy. It's like everybody's a big family.
Well, let me tell you something. You're doing a fantastic job. And before we let you get out of here, you got to let everybody know how they can get involved, whether they want to volunteer, whether they want to donate some of their finances or treasure, as they put it, time, talent, and treasure, and how they can be a part of Souls for Smiles. Can you give the website again and tell everybody what they need to know?
Yeah, so on the website is soulsforsmiles.org, and the souls is SOLES, like the sole of a shoe. So on the website, there's information with links about how you can donate money Again, and 100% of it goes back to helping the kids. I also post a ton on Facebook. We have a Souls for Smiles Facebook page where you can find me any time of the day. So if anybody ever reaches to me out through the website, through Facebook, whatever, I don't even mind giving the people my number. Whatever we got to do to make a difference, I'm willing to do. So that you can find me just about anywhere.
Excellent. He is Austin Egger. Austin, we cannot thank you enough for joining us, and we appreciate all the things that you're doing, buddy.
Yeah, thank you as well. I appreciate you guys having me on. I'm just glad we're getting the word out there.
Most definitely. And our next guest is a favorite of mine. She's the CEO of Lena Pope, Ashley Elgin, the Child and Family Services nonprofit of Tarrant County, providing care for over 90 years. And guess what? We're going to talk some DFW Restaurant Week, a North Texas tradition. It's going on the month of August. How you doing, Ashley?
I am doing incredibly well this morning.
Well, let me tell you something. We really enjoy talking about Lena Pope, and we also enjoy talking about DFW Restaurant Week. And I think for DFW Restaurant Week, it's the 29th anniversary. And they're going to be they're going to have all kinds of delicious meals benefiting not only Lena Pope, but the North Texas Food Bank. Can you talk about the impact that DFW Restaurant Week has had on the things that you guys do with Lena Pope?
Well, it's an incredibly important part of our fundraising effort to support families in need in our community. Mm-hmm. It helps to supply counseling services for those who are in crisis yet can't afford that sort of intervention. It helps us to pay for families who might need childcare, but they're newly in the workforce and maybe don't have the funds to afford a high quality care. Restaurant Week has raised over $12 million over the past 29 years for the two nonprofits.
Mm-hmm.
Huge.
Yeah, it's huge. It's huge. And again, it's all about the people who take part. And this is something that a lot of people do anyway. They go out to eat. And guess what? You're dining at some of these 140 different restaurants in Dallas-Fort Worth, the local restaurants serving up all these prefixed meals. It all benefits these worthy causes, and it starts with you. And for those who are listening, this is how it works. And to go all the way through August 31st, you get a dinner, which is a 3 courses for either $49 with $10 donated, or a $59 meal with $12 donated. They've got the Signature Experience Dinner. That's a $99 deal with $20 donated. An exclusive VIP experience crafted for an especially memorable meal. That's that one. Lunch, oh yeah, they've got that too. A 2-course meal for lunch for only $29 with $6 donated. And then they got the weekend brunches. That's right. A lot of people like to have that brunch in the middle of a Sunday or middle of a Saturday. It's a 2-course meal for $29, $6 donated. It's a delicious way for our community to take action against hunger, and also a way for people can get involved with their favorite two nonprofits in this area. And again, it's all nonprofit tax donated monies, and it changes so many lives. So again, there's so many different offerings and promotions going on with DFW Restaurant Week. You can go to dfwrestaurantweek.com and find out more information. But it's been going on for, like you said, 29 years. And it has enlivened the late summer season for restaurateurs who raised more than $12 million, as you mentioned, to these two charity partners. And so, again, thank you, everybody, for being involved. And we're going to talk about that some more as well. But we got to talk about Lena Pope. 90 years. Changing lives and helping families in Tarrant County.
We are actually just into our 95th year.
Wow, so 95. My goodness.
Yes, woo. Coming up on 100 really soon. And the work that we've done in the community has just been extraordinary. We really are about shoring up the family foundation and making sure that families have what they need to be successful with their children and in their own lives. We know that things aren't easy right now. And, you know, there's always something going on that can be a challenge in raising your family and making sure that, you know, you have your 2 feet on the ground soundly as well.
Mm-hmm.
So we're here to intervene and to support during normative development as well. Our early learning centers are one of the best in town. We're nationally accredited and 5-star rated. And kids can come and stay from 6 weeks until 5 years old. And they typically do stay that long. Mm-hmm. In fact, we had a delight this afternoon. One of our kindergarten graduates went on to kindergarten, started out with us as a newborn. And actually, it was a single mom who was fostering a young child. And we were able to enjoy the experience of their relationship growing all the way through the choice to adopt this young child.
Wow.
Right. And then they graduated, went on to school. And a lot of times they just grow up and go on with a really productive life. This particular child wanted to come back and tell everybody what happens when you move on from Lena Pope. So they came back and they shared their experiences in kindergarten with their peer group. Mm-hmm. And it was just a delight. This is a child who had some special needs and mm-hmm. was really, really afraid to move into the next phase, and just became strong enough during our care that it was seamless. And that's the kind of thing that we love to see happen for our families.
Exactly. It's all about families. And, you know, in the 21st century, the families have changed so many different kinds of ways. Like you said, single mm-hmm. parent families, sometimes blended families. But it's all about providing children with some family love, some kind of family caring. And I love the fact that Lena Pope has been there for, like you said, 95 years. The mission for Lena Pope, equipping children and families and caregivers and community with a strong foundation through counseling, education, and behavior interventions. And it, basically, you're investing in kids, because if kids have a well-rounded life, all the things you kind of need to have what we consider a traditional family life in these days, they just grow up happier. And not only that, they actually add to the community, as opposed to being part of a community that, oh, we got a hindrance to the community.
Right. You know, I mean, I think that in our world today, isolation within the family unit and the decrease in extended family involvement mm-hmm. has really become an impact. It's not even just about the families being on their own and alone to do all the hard work of parenting, but the child often has a smaller peer group and a smaller right. Group of interactive experiences. Mm-hmm. And so, with the school systems changing as well, a lot of the supportive opportunities within the school network have started to reduce over time with federal cuts and, mm-hmm. You know, funding being yeah. as scarce as it is. They just can't do all the extended care needs that a child and family might have. And that's where Lena Pope tries to come in and help families be successful.
You mentioned in these days, you know, with the economy and things changing so rapidly, can you talk about some of the ways that Lena Pope has had to navigate these things? Because sometimes you guys have to prepare a year or two in advance on how you can, you know, help people.
Yeah, you know, it's a priority of ours to make sure that we navigate these times with being good stewards of our resources. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that we have really invested in for this coming year is a program called Rooted Together. And that program really is an answer to what families have been asking for. As our families graduate from our early learning centers, as our kids graduate from counseling, they no longer have the resources within the school network or other resources to depend on. Mm-hmm. So the Rooted Together program takes the resources that we have amongst our professionals mm-hmm. and really aims it towards helping those families. And it's divided into four components. One is strong foundations, and that's where we bring in keynote speakers that come and talk about thriving as parents, helping kids with their feelings, dealing with adversity. But then we also try to network the families together, and that's part of the program called Strong Families. Mm-hmm. And that's an opportunity for the families to come together, engage in things like art sessions with an art therapist to learn how to interpret their children's drawings, mm-hmm. or to help to raise compassionate kids, learning how to engage in activities that promote empathy. One of the things that is lacking in our youth. They become more and more involved with computer technology and those kinds of things. Those kinds of developmental opportunities lag.
I promise you, you are preaching to people who need to hear all this, because you and I are on the same page. I think with technology and social media in particular, because people can hide behind keyboards.
Right.
It affects kids in so many different ways, especially young ones, because they can't tell if somebody's a bully or a bot or a friend, or they don't know who's typing these words and what they might mean, or, oh, just kidding. Or they don't know these things because they're not talking to someone in person. They're communicating through technology. So I'm just over here just nodding my head with you, Ashley. I mean, you're preaching what I want to hear.
It's hard times for kids because, mm-hmm. you know, not only do they deal with things said on social media that may not be appropriate or helpful or kind, but they're also dealing with a sense that everyone else has it better than they do.
Right.
Reality that other people have this perfect life and they don't measure up. And it's really hard to navigate because as a youngster, you can't tell that that's not real. Your parent can say, well, that's only half the story. But, you know, I mean, when parents say that sort of thing, it's taken with a grain of salt and they continue onward and upward. And some of these programs that we're trying to introduce can help to mitigate the impact of those realities that they're dealing
with. Balance it off.
Yes.
Yeah, it's kind of like if you let the technology babysit your kids, they're not getting a dose of reality. They're getting all kinds of stuff. The wild, wild west.
Yeah, they'll come up with their own interpretation of what's important to them and how to be the best that they can be. And sometimes that goes awry and parents don't even realize that that's happening.
Exactly, because they're busy with their own jobs or whatever. So I love the fact that you've got rooted together this program. And I interrupted that because I thought that was so important to break down with the technology having influence over kids. Can you tell us some more about Rooted Together? Because you were about to talk about the families networking together, and I interrupted.
Yes. Well, when the families can come together, that we are extending their network. We don't want them to be dependent on Lena Pope. We want them to have a village to raise their children. And so if we can give them information and help them to provide some peer support to one another, we're really excited about that. And then we also are going to have a podcast called Strong Voices.
Good.
And this is when the unexpected happens in our community. We may remember that during a track meet last year, there was some violence that happened to some youngsters.
In Frisco,
Right. And so parents don't know what to do with that. Mm-hmm. Here you've gotten your child to high school. Everything seems fine. They're in sports. You know, that's a healthy experience. And then something goes awry. Now what? And so our podcast will handle current events like that and help parents to know what to do next when something like that happens. So I think that is more and more necessary in our environment because those types of events, unfortunately, are more...
they happen more often than not. Yeah, they happen more often than not.
It really is. Despite all of the security measures that schools have in place, you know, just this
just
week,
random.
It was Target. There was an incident, you know, just shopping in Target.
Mm-hmm.
People were hurt. And so as adults, I don't think we even know what to do with that, much less how do we protect our kids from that? And what are the next steps in making sure that they're not traumatized by those events?
Exactly. I think that's important because you just can't ignore it because you have no idea what they think of it. And there's an opportunity to communicate about it. And like you said, explain some next steps. And if you don't know the next steps, guess what? It's nice that there's someone you can turn to or listen to on a podcast with Delina Pope and Rooted Together. I think that's incredible, Ashley. I really do, because it's the little things like that that brings communities together, that makes families stronger. Again, with
this episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
All different kinds of families nowadays. And
absolutely.
And I know that a lot of people turn to Lena Pope. Can you talk about how, you know, maybe in the last 3-4 years since the pandemic, what has been going on with Lena Pope and the busyness of the schedule, or how either you've had more kids and families to reach out to, or you've had more people want to volunteer? Can you talk about, you know, since the pivot of the pandemic?
Well, we do have actually more volunteers.
Excellent.
And that's exciting. You know, people are back into connecting and wanting to engage in a helpful way. Come read to the kids, or, you know, come serve a meal, or do something that is meaningful and helps to fill your spirit and belief in humanity. But we also have had an increase in our the need for counseling. And we know that people are moving from the heart of Fort Worth, even a little bit further out for affordable housing. And so we're in the midst of of getting some counselors out in the Flower Mound, Roanoke area so that people don't have so far to drive and or don't have to make the choice of having telehealth, which mm-hmm. we also offer. But sometimes when you want therapy, you want it face-to-face. And so we'll have two counselors out in that area starting in September to meet the demand. Unfortunately, stressors in our environment continue to be prolific, mm-hmm. and people are crushed by that. So counseling continues to be in high demand. Fortunately, we have 9 bilingual counselors and a total staff of 25 counselors to address the growing need. We provide about 20,000 sessions per year.
Nice.
Yes.
It's amazing.
So we're proud to be able to step in there and to support the community as needed. And then, of course, our chapel is back in full swing.
Nice.
With lots and lots of weddings. I mm-hmm. love this weather. It hasn't been as hot this year. And so we've had some beautiful summer weddings. And into the fall, we have those giant oak trees right out front. We mm-hmm. just re-landscaped and refurbished the whole chapel. So it looks stunning. I mean, it's really beautiful.
That's great.
All seasonal flowers and some new ornamental trees and so forth. So it's so pretty. But we are full with weddings and other types of spiritual events. You know, you can use the chapel for all kinds of things.
Oh, that's fantastic. A lot of people didn't even know you had a chapel there. And, you know, people are always looking for a location.
Yes. We've had it for 35 years.
Mm-hmm.
It is quite the art piece. It is absolutely beautiful.
Photogenic.
Yeah, it really is. So we've really invested in making sure that it stays beautiful. Mm-hmm. Soon it will be available for the historic registry. And we want to make sure.
Excellent.
So we want to make sure that it is up for that type of recognition. And we believe that it is. And I think a lot of people do love it. The photographs, it has kind of a glass ceiling and a glass backdrop, a very Art Deco look. And it is unbelievable. And actually, at a certain time in the year, in the summer solstice, mm-hmm. the way that the sun comes in, it actually makes a heart on the altar. It's the most beautiful thing I've ever seen, and it only happens one time a year.
Wow.
But it's really beautiful, and the architect planned it so that it would do that, and it is stunning. It just seems like something out of a fairy tale.
We're talking with Ashley Eldridge. She's the CEO of Lena Pope, and you are painting pictures, and you know there are people who are wedding planners who are listening. There are people who are engaged right now, and they're trying to figure out a really nice location, and there you are right there in Tarrant County. Make sure you consider Lena Pope as possibility of where you have your wedding take place, because that chapel is absolutely amazing. It's an amazing thing. Like I said, you guys have been around like 95 years, and you offer so many things that are family orientated. And I also love the fact with all of the things you help with children on, you have the age appropriate techniques to meet the kids where they are. And there's this one part of your website that I really get a kick out of and enjoy. It's about child well-being. And it's kind of like you look at them like engines and how you got to take care of the engine in your car. And I'm saying that because it paints pictures, because the children, like you said, sometimes they can get stressed. The engine can get hot. And sometimes, you know, it's the little things you have to be aware of. You got to understand when the kids' engines are running too hot, their behavior might turn aggressive or explosive. And they need to help. They need help processing those feelings and emotions. And that's where Lena Pope can help, right?
Yes. I mean, I think the important thing to remember is that both the parent and the teen are typically after the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of times that relationship becomes so stressed because it becomes, you know, I want you to adhere to a schedule or I want you to achieve in school with the assumption that the teen is simply not tending to those things and is distracted by other interests. Mm-hmm. And most of the time, when we get down to it, we find that both parties want to be successful, and it's approaching it as a team that helps them to navigate the circumstance. I can say that even in my own life, as my children went through their adolescence, I thought, well, you know, this is just typical teenage rebellion. Mm-hmm. We'll get through it. And, you know, you kind of push off, oh, we need an intervention, need an intervention, need an intervention, until it's really serious, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I would urge families to not wait that long. You know, if you're starting to see things, you should get some intervention and some professional assessment of what's going on, so that if there is something more severe, we can nip it in the bud really early. A lot of families will become involved in our program geared towards juvenile justice services, and that's mm-hmm. for kids who've interfaced in the law in one way or another. And typically, they have engaged in a behavior that either has caused them to have a criminal record, or just before that.
Mm-hmm.
And there were signs that were leading up to that. So the earlier the intervention, the better. Oftentimes we can intervene even after there's been an incident and help that to be removed from their record. But sometimes it's a little beyond that,
right,
that we become involved. And still, there's an opportunity to turn that around. The majority of kids that participate in that program, our success rate is 95% don't have another reoffense. And
fantastic.
That says a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And it just reconfirms for me that most kids are coming from the angle that I want to be successful. I just don't know what's happening for me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so confused. I'm so enmeshed in this peer group that I shouldn't be with, or
right,
whatever it is. I've experimented with drugs. And, you know, most of the time they do want to be successful, and they do want to be loved and supported. And if you just approach it with someone who can be that neutral facilitator, you can get there.
Exactly. And that's where Lena Pope has been so successful over the past 95 years. Can you tell people where they can find out more about Lena Pope if they wanted to volunteer, where they wanted to partner, time, talent, treasure, those things, or if their family might need your services?
Yeah, simply log on to the internet, lenapope.org. And there you will see the breakdown of all the programs and when our speakers are coming. We have one coming in September on the 25th.
Oh, good.
Leone, yes. He's talking about thriving as a parent. And I would say that's one not to miss. I think he's going to be really, really good. And that'll be right there. It'll pop up right on top as soon as you log on to the website.
Excellent. Is there anything else coming up this next month or so, or this fall, with Lena Pope that you want to make sure people are aware of?
Yeah, the Strong Families has a number of activities that will be happening for the young children. So those programs are typically geared towards families who would like to engage and connect generally up until about the age of 9 or so. And there is a calendar right there on the website when you log on of all the many activities that are going on in that program. And so those are just fun and connecting.
What I love about the website is, in these days, you know, it's 21st century and people are online so much. It's kind of like when you go on Amazon and you shop, you find out different things and it's right there at your fingertips, and therefore you're able to assess things and decide, okay, this is how I want to do it, or this is what I'd like to do, or I think I want to go ahead and have my family do some things with Lena Pope. I mean, it's like right there, and it's very convenient, right?
Yes. Yes. We try to make it as accessible as possible.
And it looks great, too. By the way, we mentioned this at the top of this interview. Do not forget, everyone who's listening, DFW Restaurant Week is going on right now. And, of course, it benefits their two charity partners, the North Texas Food Bank, and, of course, lenapope.org. If you want more information, you can go to DFWRestaurantWeek.com. But also, more importantly, it's the 29th year. And last year, they raised more than $12 million for both of these charities. And it's over 140 local restaurants who are taking part, serving up delicious prefixed meals, benefiting these two particular charities. And again, it goes on all the way through the rest of this month, August 31st. The countdown has begun. And again, for those who don't know about those different kind of meals, and by the way, the list of the restaurants participating is right there on that website as well. They'll have a dinner, a three-course meal for either $49 with $10 donated or $59 with $12 donated, a signature experience dinner, which is an exclusive VIP experience crafted for an especially memorable meal, $99 with $20 donated. If you want lunch, two-course meal for $29, $6 donated. Weekend brunch, Saturday or Sunday, two courses for $29, $6 donated. And again, they got specials going on. Not only they've partnered with FedEx Office, they've partnered with Stella Antoise. They've also partnered with Market Streets, DFW, Restaurant Week Recipes with Matt. They've got Restaurant Week Staff Appreciation Galleries presented by Society Insurance and the Uber One for DFW Restaurant Week. It's a win-win for everybody involved, especially the partners of North Texas Food Bank and Lena Pope. Have I left out anything, Ashley, that I think we need to make sure the listeners hear about?
No, just that have fun and know that it's going to a worthy cause.
It's going to a very, very worthy cause. And again, you've mentioned that Lena Pope is like 95 years young. I know over the next 5 years, you're gearing up for something. Is there anything you could tease about 100 years? Because I know it's going to be amazing.
Well, we're evaluating where the community needs us both. In the early learning space and in the counseling space. And so I'm sure that you'll see some amazing things as our 100th year approaches.
Exactly. So again, you can go to lenapope.org for more information. It's all there for you. And again, if you want to participate from afar, if you go out to eat all the time anyway, DFW Restaurant Week is going on all the way through August the 31st. And again, they raise so much money, and there's over 140 restaurants to choose from, several of them near you, and you can enjoy giving back at the same time and enjoying a fantastic meal. Ashley, it's been a pleasure having you. Thanks again for joining us.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure visiting with you.
Thanks, Ashley. She is Ashley Elgin, the CEO of Lena Pope, the Child and Family Services nonprofit of Tarrant County, providing care for over 95 years for families. And we also want to remind everybody the North Texas tradition of DFW Restaurant Week goes on all the way through August 31st. And we also want to thank our very first guest, Austin Edgar of Souls for Smiles, providing brand new shoes to underprivileged kids for school and sports. And we want to thank you all for joining us on Better Living, a show about people or organizations having a big impact here in North Texas. I'm your host, Chris Arnold. I want to tell everybody once again, thank you and so long, everybody.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.